It's Wednesday, May 22nd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A 45-year-old Pakistani Christian man named Javed Massa wanted to quit his job as a laborer at Abbas Jutt's livestock farm because he was often subjected to discrimination and religious hatred, reports International Christian Concern. On May 18th, his Muslim employer refused to let him quit, then reportedly kidnapped and tortured Massa to death in Pakistan's Punjab province. His widow said, quote, "We had been experiencing religious hatred from Jutt and his colleagues. However, we had no courage to register this with police. We are poor and belong to a downtrodden segment of society. Therefore, we are never heard," end quote. Massa's monthly wage was $68. Revelation 21:8 says, "But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death." Joe Biden may not be as moderate as many initially presumed. Asked on May 8th by an ACLU volunteer if he still supported the Hyde Amendment, a measure that prohibits federal funding of abortion except in cases of rape, incest, or when the mother's life is endangered, Biden had this response, reports National Review.
"I'm an ACLU Rights for All voter, and I have one quick question for you, and that is, will you commit to abolishing the Hyde Amendment, which hurts poor women and
yes,
women of color?"
Yes, and by the way, ACLU member, I got a near-perfect voting record my entire career.
I heard you did, but I'm glad you just said you would commit to abolishing the Hyde Amendment.
Right now, it can't stay.
Thank you.
This is clearly a departure for the supposedly middle-of-the-road Democratic presidential candidate. In 1994, Biden wrote to a constituent, quote, "I will continue to abide by the same principle that has guided me throughout my 21 years in the Senate. Those of us who are opposed to abortion should not be compelled to pay for them. As you may know, I have consistently, on no fewer than 50 occasions, voted against federal funding of abortions," end quote. Then in 2007, Biden wrote in his book, Promises to Keep, quote, "I've stuck to my middle-of-the-road position on abortion for more than 30 years. I still vote against partial birth abortion and federal funding," end quote. The Hyde Amendment, first enacted by Congress in 1976, just 3 years after Roe v. Wade, has saved over 2 million unborn children, according to the Charlotte Lozier Institute. Alabama Public Television chose not to air the May 13th episode of PBS's cartoon Arthur that included a homosexual marriage, reports AL.com. Mike McKenzie, director of programming, said, quote, "Parents trust that their children can watch Alabama Public Television without their supervision," end quote. They played a rerun instead. You can thank them for protecting children through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Target department stores are not only offering clothing and accessories celebrating the homosexual lifestyle to adults and children, but the company has also pledged to donate $100,000 to the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network that trains students and teachers in sexually perverted politics and advocacy, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Coincidentally, Target Chief Marketing Officer Rick Gomez also serves on GLSEN's Board of Directors. Ephesians 5:11 says, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." A new survey conducted by the Knight Foundation shows that 41% of college students believe that so-called hate speech is not protected by the First Amendment, reports CampusReform.org. Campus Reform's Cabot Phillips went to Marymount University to ask students, "Where is the line on free speech?" Listen to some of the unfortunate answers he received.
What speech should be allowed, and then what speech crosses a line and shouldn't be allowed on campuses?
I think if it's, like, hateful and like disrespectful to specific groups, then that's not okay. But
I can be disrespectful to you though, right? I have the right, right?
Yeah, but it's not nice.
But does the Constitution say I have to be nice, though?
No.
It's okay to disagree, but you have to do it respectfully and in an adult manner, because if you're going to talk about free speech, then you need to back it up with facts and not just your personal opinion.
But as far as having the right to speak up, I'm allowed to be disrespectful, right?
No.
As long as what you're doing is respectful, you should be allowed to do whatever you want.
What if I'm disrespectful? Should I still be allowed to speak?
If you're directly offending someone with, like, racial slurs or something, then, I mean, you should be escorted off campus or asked to stop. You should maybe have to ask for a permit or something and ask for permission in advance.
David Harris, president of